The mountain fire burning in Ventura County, threatening homes in the Santa Paula area, already destroyed dozens of them in nearby Camarillo Heights after starting yesterday morning in Somas. That fire spread really fast because of these high winds. It's now burned more than 20,000 acres, more than 30 square miles. Firefighters still trying to get containment. Chad Hansen is a fire ecologist with the John Muir Project.
My concern in fires like this is always first and foremost with the communities and public safety. And that's where our focus needs to be. I'm really glad to see the firefighting forces very explicitly prioritizing life safety and structure defense, which is the way it should be. And so, you know, that's a very, very positive development. We're seeing that in more and more recent fires. But, you know, that's always the first thought is, you know, how is this impacting homes and lives?
Hansen says it was not that long ago that firefighters focused more on trying to stop wildfires from spreading.
And it was kind of based on this, you know, kind of mid-20th century bravado that we can stop all the fires. And that's just not true. We can't stop the fires any more than we can stop a hurricane. Wildfire is a weather event fundamentally, you know, first and foremost, and it's driven by winds as well as hot, dry conditions. And so, you know, if you have those conditions, and especially if you have to have the wind, you know, you're not going to stop the fire. The fire is going to move because you can't fight the wind. And so I think there's a greater recognition of that, that wildfires are weather and climate events. And it's not about vegetation management. You know, that's the big fallacy. And that's the problem is that while firefighting forces are shifting more and more in the right direction, policymakers, not so much. They're still focused on, you know, these big vegetation removal and vegetation management projects out in wildlands. And that's not helping because oftentimes it makes the fire spread faster toward towns and gives first responders less time to help people safely evacuate.
And he explains why thinning out these forests and hillsides can do more harm than good.
People kind of make the assumption that if you have a really, really dense vegetation, whether it's really dense chaparral or really dense forest, that the fire is going to move faster because there's more fuel. But it doesn't work that way. There's actually more things blocking the fire. And most of that vegetation can't really get consumed. And so it doesn't contribute to the fire. What does move fire fast is grass. And so what's happening is we are, through our current policies, state and federal, we're removing at taxpayer expense enormous amounts of native vegetation that doesn't burn as readily, chaparral, trees, et cetera. And what happens is it's being replaced by invasive grasses, which spread flames very quickly and grow back very quickly. And that's actually putting communities at pretty serious risk, not just because we're diverting scarce resources away from home hardening, defensible space, pruning around homes, and evacuation assistance, but because it's causing the fires to actually spread more quickly toward the towns.
And he says homeowners can work on making their home fire resistant by doing stuff like replacing wire mesh vents and making sure dry pine needles and leaves are not hanging out there on the roof.